Chapter 1 of Tom Swift and His Sky Racer. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Tom Swift and His Sky Racer by Victor Appleton. Chapter 1. The Prize Offer. Is this Tom Swift, the inventor of several airships? The man who had rung the bell glanced at the youth who answered his summons. "Yes, I'm Tom Swift," was the reply. "Did you wish to see me?" "I do. I'm Mr. James Gunmore, secretary of the Eagle Park Aviation Association. I had some correspondence with you about a prize contest we are going to hold, I believe." "Oh, yes, I remember now," and the young inventor smiled pleasantly as he opened wider the door of his home. "Won't you come in? My father will be glad to see you. He is as much interested in airships as I am." And Tom led the way to the library, where the secretary of the Aviation Society was soon seated in a big, comfortable leather chair. "I thought we could do better, and perhaps come to some decision more quickly, if I came to see you, than if we corresponded," went on Mr. Gunmore. "I hope I haven't disturbed you at any of your inventions," and the secretary smiled at the youth. "No, I'm through for today," replied Tom. "I'm glad to see you. I thought at first it was my chum, Ned Newton. He generally runs over in the evening." "Our society, as I wrote you, Mr. Swift, is planning to hold a very large and important aviation meet at Eagle Park, which is a suburb of Westville, New York State. We expect to have all the prominent birdmen there to compete for prizes, and your name was mentioned. I wrote to you, as you doubtless recall, asking if you did not care to enter. And I think I wrote you that my big aeroplane dirigible, the Red Cloud, was destroyed in Alaska during a recent trip we made to the caves of ice there after gold," replied Tom. "Yes, you did," admitted Mr. Gunmore. "And while our committee was very sorry to hear that, we hoped you might have some other aircraft that you could enter at our meet. We want to make it as complete as possible, and we all feel that it would not be so unless we had a Swift aeroplane there." "It's very kind of you to say so," remarked Tom. "But since my big craft was destroyed, I really have nothing I could enter." "Haven't you any aeroplane of any kind? I made this trip especially to get you to enter."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?